My name is Erica Talia McCarthy, and I use gratitude as a cornerstone for attracting everything I want in my life. I am here to show you how to reduce stress, create great habits, and develop a winning mindset that will allow you to create the life of your dreams by planting gratitude seeds and watching your gratitude garden grow. Come on my journey with me as I share what has worked and what has not worked in my life. Let's manifest, change our mindsets, and make this world a better place together. Welcome to the Gratitude First Garden. I am so happy you are here. Hey God, it's me. God, I don't know if this is normal or not, but you know, sometimes I just feel like absolutely nobody understands me. I know that they say there's nothing new under the sun, but God, honestly, I feel like I must be the only one going through these problems. I don't know if I should talk to one of my family members or my friends or maybe someone outside of my circle and just get what I'm feeling off of my chest. Is it better to do that, or is it better to just keep everything inside? I don't even know if I have people in my life that I can talk to more serious topics about, because it just seems like the people in my life, we just talk about really lighthearted things and we laugh and we joke. And that's all well and good, God. I mean, I really am so grateful for everybody in my life. But if I start talking about more serious and heavy things, am I going to just drive everybody off? Are they going to get tired of me venting and complaining and talking about what's not going so well in my life? I don't know what to do here, God. I mean, I write in my diary, in my journal, and that is really good. But sometimes I just wish that I can connect with someone on a deeper level. You know, what would happen if I just took a shot and, you know, just really opened up to people? I'm not sure. I would really love some guidance here. Thank you so much. Amen.
Erica, it's time to open up.
I see you blowing me a kiss. It doesn't take a scientist to understand what's going on, baby. If you see something in my eye that's not overanalyzed, don't go too deep with it, baby. So let it be what it be. Don't make a fuss and get crazy over you and me. Here's what I'll do, I'll play loose. Not like we have a day with destiny. It's just a little crush. Not like I faint every time we touch. It's just some little thing. Not like everything I do depends on you.
Oh,
A little crush, not like I faint every time we touch. It's just some little thing, not like everything I do depends on you.
Hello, my Gratitude First Gardeners. Let us take a moment and close our eyes and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And let us show a bit of gratitude today. What are you grateful for? Who are you grateful for? Let us just reflect back on our week and think of 5 things that made us smile and just say thank you this week. It can be the smallest things, like you playing a game with your child or your child's smile. Or maybe the fact that the weather is getting cooler and you took a nice walk outside. Maybe your significant other did something really, really nice for you. Or maybe you just got a chance to relax this week more than normal. What are you grateful for today? Who are you grateful for? Let us just take a few moments to reflect on that, starting now. Very good, my Gratitude First Gardeners. Let us take a deep breath in and a deep breath out, and we'll open our eyes and start the show after this short break. Hello, my Gratitude First Gardeners. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you're having a great day, a great week, a great month. I would love to hear how you're doing, in fact. So come and say hello at Gratitude First. That is Gratitude1ST. You can find me on Instagram or on YouTube or in my Facebook group. I would love to connect with you. You can also email me at hello@gratitudefirst.com. Yay! I absolutely love connecting with you guys. Guys, how has your week been? I have had a really good week. So my son and I, we carved a pumpkin with my best friend and her family. It was so much fun, you guys. And my best friend, she had to make my pumpkin look a lot better because the way I was carving it, you guys, it came out horribly. So thank goodness my friend was there. She made it look 10 times better after she got done with it. But just like the experience of sitting around the table carving a pumpkin, my best friend is so amazing at decorating for every season. So her house was all decked out in beautiful fall decor. As soon as you walked in, it felt like fall. It was so nice. So, oh my gosh, I just had, we had the best time. We had just an amazing time carving pumpkins. So if you guys are doing something festive this fall season, or if you don't celebrate Halloween, you know, just this fall season with the changing of this weather and all that, I want to know if you do celebrate Halloween, I want to know what you're going to be this year. I want to see some of your costumes. Oh my gosh, I just love this time of year. It's one of my favorite seasons. And then we have the holidays coming up, which is another great season for spending time with family and friends. So whatever you guys do, I hope you make the most of it. I hope you have a great time this season. Okay, my love. So we're going to jump into this episode. And today we are going to talk about who is your SOS team? That's right. Who is your emergency team? Who are the people that you can call or you can text or you can Zoom call and you can talk for real about the things that are going on in your life? Now, let me tell you guys how this topic came about, right? So my son and I, we were sitting in the car. I pulled over and we were just like sitting in the car. And then my mom called. So I was talking to my mom. We were just going on and on about different things. And all of a sudden, this loud noise like beeped. And this lady came through the speakers in my car. Now, what happened is my son pressed the SOS button. So there's this like red SOS button at the top of my little, the mirror, you know, the middle mirror. And my son actually pressed that SOS button and it calls like the emergency personnel. So this lady came on through my car speakers and she was like, "Hello, is everything okay? Do you need emergency assistance?" And I just said, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. It was a total accident. No, I don't need emergency assistance." You know, and she asked again, she made sure everything was okay. And then she said, "Okay, I'm going to just release the call now." But guys, that first of all, it startled me because I had seen that SOS button. You know, it's like one of those things that you look at and you kind of know it's there, but it doesn't like really click that, oh, you know, if this button is pressed, then it'll call the emergency personnel. So it didn't really click for me in that way, although I had seen that button every time I gotten into the car, right? So my mom was on the phone as well, and we just had a giggle about it. And I told my son, I was like, "Baby, you cannot press this button. Please do not press this button anymore." And I was like, "Mom, you know, did you know that, you know, when you press this button, it calls the emergency people?" And she was like, "Yeah, Erica, SOS, emergency." So we had a laugh about that. But you guys, like, it got me to thinking about how people can come to your rescue and how people can help you out when you're in need, when you're in the crisis at the snap of a finger, right? That SOS button, that kind lady over that speaker was ready to dispatch, you know, emergency personnel for me if I needed it, right? And I just want you to reflect on the people in your life who are your SOS team, right? Who is, you know, who can you call when you're having a really bad day in your business, you guys? Because we tend to keep things bottled in, at least I do, right? And I'm really working on this. My brother actually got on me about this, you know, about Erica, you know, how can anyone help you if you don't speak up, right? If you don't say what's going on, how in the world can anyone help you? And so, you know, I am learning this as well to like speak up and say, "Hey, I need someone to talk to right now," or "I need a helping hand with this or that," right? I'm learning to do that more and more. But we should all have someone or a couple of people in our lives, you guys, that we can call and say, "Hey, I had a really sucky week this week and I just need to vent," right? And hopefully you're that person for somebody else as well. You can be that person that they can vent to and that they can, you know, spill their guts out with, right? Because we can't go through life alone. We can't build our businesses alone, you guys. You know, when you're going through life, there's so many ups and downs. There's so many curveballs. There's so many unexpected events. And if you try to do this alone, if you try to keep everything bottled up, like my mom would say, if you try to be superwoman, you know, at some point you're going to drop something. You can't juggle all the balls and think that none of the balls are ever going to drop. So who is your SOS team? Do you have a friend that you can call and say, hey, I had a really sucky week in my business and I just need to talk about it, right? Do you have, you know, a family member that you can say, hey, you know, I'm a new mommy, I'm a new daddy, I have no idea what I'm doing and I just feel really lost right now, right? Someone who has been there before, who has walked down that path, even if it's somebody who's not in your immediate circle, you guys, it can be a counselor. I have a wonderful spiritual mother that I talk to about things sometimes, right? So it can be a counselor, it can be a spiritual person that you connect with. Guys, they even have pen pals, right? You can even get a pen pal, a total stranger. If you're like, Erica, I don't want anybody in my business like that. I get it, you guys. You can literally get a pen pal from all the way across the world and, you know, get to know that person, get to know their culture, but it's someone that you can connect with. Like once you start building that bond, you can say, hey girl, you know, hey guy, we have a solid bond now, you know, just write to them, right? Whether it be online or whether you send that, you know, that snail mail over to them, which I think would be fun, you guys. Do you remember pen pals? Like, oh my, I'm going to bring that back, you guys. Like, I'm going to bring back snail mail. I'm going to start snail mailing my friends and my family members because I just think that is so much fun to get a fun, like, handwritten letter in the mail with the stamp and the envelope, and you're totally not expecting it. I love that idea, you guys. So you can bring snail mail back and write to people, you guys. I have a journal. I love journaling. I absolutely love journaling, and it is really helpful. It's super therapeutic, but you know, sometimes you need that back and forth interaction, you guys. Sometimes you need someone to just bounce ideas off of. Something that someone says can radically change your perspective in a situation. Or they can just say, you know, I've been there before. You know, I talked to my mom about raising my son. I had a really good conversation with my grandma, you know, today, with my Nana today. I had another amazing conversation with one of my friends today. And, you know, we talk about different things with all of those people, but they all gave me amazing perspectives and insights on the subjects that we were talking about. So, you know, connect with people who have been there before. And even if they haven't been there before, they could say something that can really shift your perspective. But the point is, you can't do this alone. You need an SOS team. You need a team that you can call or you can text or you can write or you can meet up with, like, hey girl, let's grab a coffee next week and I really just need to talk to someone. You need a team like that around you when life starts to throw you curveballs, you guys, because I'm telling you, if you keep it all like inside, you know, it can just, you know, when you let those things boil up and simmer and simmer and simmer and simmer and simmer, eventually the pot is going to boil over, right? Eventually the pot is going to boil over, or you're going to become depleted. The pot is going to get so hot and evaporate all the water. Either way, you don't want that to happen. So you don't want it to boil over, which means like your emotions just like exploding, you know, oh, somebody left a cup on the coffee table and you just explode. It's not really about the cup. It's about all of the things that you kept inside. Or on the opposite end of the spectrum, you're completely depleted and you're like, look, I just need a week to do absolutely nothing. I can't work on my business. I can't do anything because I'm so burnt out. You know, I'm so frustrated. You know, you don't want it to be on that end of the spectrum either, right? So as you're going along, as you're building your business, as you're navigating, you know, parenthood, if you're in a new relationship or a new marriage, talk to married people, right? Talk to people who have been there before, right? Happily married people. Let me put an emphasis on that. Talk to happily married people that have been there before that can give you guidance, right? Talk to people, you know, who you think are amazing mothers or amazing fathers to give you guidance, right? If somebody has a five-year-old and your child is three, don't be afraid to open up to them and say, hey, you know, I know that you have a child that's a little bit older than me. Can you give me some guidance? Because I am so lost here. You will be amazed at how people come to your rescue, how people are so willing to help you if you just open up, you guys. So please do not feel like you have to navigate your life, your business, your relationships, motherhood, fatherhood, any of that good stuff alone, your jobs, your career. None of it has to be alone. And there's so many people, whether it's your friends, your family, a pen pal from all the way across the world, a counselor, a therapist, a spiritual person that you connect with. There's so many people, a coach, a business coach. There's so many people that you can open up to and you can be honest with if you just have the courage to open up. So today I want you to think of 3 to 5 people who are on your SOS team, who can be your emergency guidance in your emergency shoulder when you just need to vent. Who is your SOS team? Okay, my loves, I hope that helps. I hope you have an amazing week. Remember, you don't have to do it alone. I love you so much and have a great day. Bye.
I see you blowing me a kiss. It doesn't take a scientist to understand what's going on, baby. If you see something in my eye that's not overanalyzed, don't go too deep with it, baby. So let it be what it be. Don't make a fuss and get crazy over you and me. Here's what I'll do, I'll play loose. Not like we have the day with destiny. It's just a little crush. Not like I faint every time we touch. It's just some little thing. Not like everything I do depends on you.
The Gratitude First podcast. Remember to subscribe for more positive episodes that plant seeds of goodness. Let's be friends on social. Come say hi to me on Instagram at Gratitude First. If you resonated with this episode, please leave a comment and spread the word about the podcast by telling everyone you know. I love you. Stay blessed. And manifest those dreams. Have a magnificent day, Gratitude Gardeners.